Hello and welcome to Newport and Tay Church of Scotland. We're so delighted to have you here, and I'm just here to make an announcement. I'm looking for volunteers for a few different things. Our first event that I'm looking for volunteers for is on Wednesday, 27th of March, and it's in the morning, and we're delivering a curriculum event in our primary school for primary sevens, and we're talking about the Easter story. We just need some people to come up. We're looking for a team of 8 to 10 people. I so far have 4, which is great. So we need 4 more volunteers. If you are willing to help and are free on Wednesday, 27th of March for the morning, I'd love to hear from you. The second thing is we're needing some volunteers, people who can sew, people who can bake, and people who love working with their hands. We're looking to make some costumes for Bible Life, which is a 7-week event that we've just run in the school, and it went fantastically well, but we need some more costumes for that. We also need people who can bake for Messy Church, so if you're a really good baker, much better than me, I hope, we'd love to hear from you for that. And if you are able to work with your hands, like if you're good with painting or woodwork, we'd love to make a couple more props for Bible Alive as well. So if you're fit in any of those categories, whether you can do Easter Code on Wednesday 27th, or you're a sewer, a baker, a woodworker, candlestick maker, I'd love to hear from you. That would be really great. So thank you so much.
Good morning, church. You can hear from my voice that I'm a little bit under the weather. Chris has already welcomed you all. I'm sure that if we have 8 volunteers at the primary school for an Easter service, we would conduct a church service there, because that is a huge number, 8. So please volunteer and let us take part in that service. I would like to welcome all those who are worshiping with us this morning for the first time or doing so after a long while, and also to welcome our brothers and sisters who are worshiping with us via Zoom. 8 people are signed in this morning, and also those who will be listening to this worship service afterwards from our church's website. There is a lot of information on our worship orders, and also the journal for this month has been published. Take time, please, to read some of the articles. Our introit psalm is Psalm 28, the verses 1 to 5. To you I call, O Lord, my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me. For if you remain silent, I shall be like those who have gone down to the pit. Hear my cry for mercy as I call to you for help, as I lift up my hands towards your most holy place. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, who speak cordially with their neighbors, but harbor malice in their hearts. Repay them for their deeds and for their evil work. Repay them for what their hands have done, and bring back upon them what they deserve. Since they show no regard for the works of the Lord and what his hands have done, he will tear them down and never build them up again. Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. Let us worship God. And our first hymn, 124, praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today recognizing the blessing of another day to worship and glorify your name. Thank you for the gift of your presence which surrounds us and fills us with peace. We are thankful for the daily provisions you graciously bestow upon us, for the food that sustains us, the shelter that protects us, and the beauty of your creation that inspires us. Lord, we are especially grateful for the friends and family you have placed in our lives, whose love and support bring us immense joy and comfort. Their presence in our lives is a constant reminder of your love and care for us. As we gather to worship you, we invite the Holy Spirit to move freely among us. May your Spirit bring healing to those who are sick, offer courage to those who are anxious, and provide strength to all who are weary. Yet, in the light of your holiness, we recognize our shortcomings. We confess that too often we let worry and anxiety take hold of our hearts, forgetting your commands to not worry. Forgive us for the times we have doubted your provision and care, for the moments we have focused more on our problems than on your promises. We confess that we have allowed the concerns of this world to overshadow our trust in you. Lord, help us to cast all our anxieties on you, knowing that you care for us deeply. Teach us to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, trusting that all our needs will be met according to your riches and glory. May we learn to live in the freedom of your peace, resting in the assurance that you are in control. Thank you, Father, for your endless patience and for the forgiveness that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. As we continue in our worship, may our hearts be open to your teachings, and may our lives reflect the depth of our trust in you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, I lift your name on high. Our next hymn is number 558. morning, children. Good morning, children. How are you today? All good? You can hear from my voice, I'm not very well this morning, but I'm here. And I want to talk to you about something which is very common for all of us. Something which is very common about all of us human beings, and it is about worry. It's from Matthew chapter 6, where Jesus tells us not to be worried or not to worry. Do you know what it means to worry about anything or to be anxious? Anybody? It may be difficult for you to make a definition. So, are there things in your life you worry about? What are some of the things you are worried about? Yes. Pardon? Oh, that you may fail a math test. Okay. You worry about failing your tests. Good. Other things you are worried about? I'm sure there are many things we worry about. You don't seem to remember them. What do you worry about? Don't you worry sometimes whether your friends will really like you or not? Don't you? Yes?
If you choose the wrong thing.
Pardon?
If you choose the wrong thing.
If you choose the wrong thing. Yes? So you are worried sometimes about the choices that you make. You may make a bad choice, right? Yes, you may make a bad choice and choose a wrong friend. Sometimes you are also worried about which of your friends you want to sit with during lunch. Don't you worry about that? Don't you get out of bed some days and you are just worried? You don't want to go to school, but you must go. Do you worry about that some days? You're just lazy, you don't want to go to school. So Jesus understands that people are always worried, and he says we should not be worried. And most of the times when we worry about things that have not happened. It's like we are afraid of tomorrow to face some of the challenges, so we are worried. And Jesus says you don't have to worry about your clothes, about what to eat, about how to sustain yourselves, because he is there to care for you. And the lesson really is that when we worry, it is as if we are not allowing God to do what he can do for us. We don't trust that he will look after us. And so he says, instead of us being worried, we should simply put our trust in God. So whatever worry we have, we need to remember that God loves us and that God cares for us. And it is in thinking in that way that we are able to overcome our own fears. So each time you are worried about anything, think about that. Know that God is with you and he is the one who gives you the courage to face your challenges. Hello, Anna.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Can you be quiet? Yeah? Okay. Let us pray. God, our Father, we give you thanks for this morning. And we thank you that we are here in your presence. We pray for our children, as young as they are, continue to open their hearts and build their faith. And as we think about this lesson of anxiety and worry, we know that we are worrying people. Help us to overcome our fears through our trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our next hymn is My Jesus, My Savior, Lord, there is none like you.
Our first reading this morning is from Ezekiel chapter 34, beginning at verse 25. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 25. I will make a covenant of peace with them and rid the land of wild beasts, so that they may live in the desert and sleep in the forest in safety. I will bless them and the places surrounding my hill. I will send down showers in season. There will be showers of blessing. The trees of the field will yield their fruit, and the ground will yield its crops. The people will be secure in their land. They will know that I am the Lord when I break the bars of their yoke and rescue them from the hands of those who enslaved them. They will no longer be plundered by the nations, nor will wild animals devour them. They will live in safety, and no one will make them afraid. I will provide for them a land renowned for its crops, and they will no longer be victims of famine in the land, or bear the scorn of the nations. Then they will know that I, the Lord their God, am with them, and that they, the house of Israel, are my people, declares the sovereign Lord. You, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, are people, and I am your God, declares the sovereign Lord. And the second reading is from the New Testament, the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 6, beginning at verse 25. Matthew 6, verse 25. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen. Here ends the readings. And now our next hymn is Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of My Heart, hymn 465.
Thank you.
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we are seeking to find peace in a world of worry. And we are pondering the question, how do we find that peace? As we reflect from your word this morning, open our hearts and grant us the direction that we need to live lives that are happy, and give us directives from your word to be able to surmount the challenges that we face. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, how do we find peace in a world of worry? Helen Kennelly is a consultant, clinical psychologist, and founding fellow of the Oxford Cognitive Therapy Center. In her book, Overcoming Anxiety, a self-help guide using cognitive behavioral techniques, Kennelly helps us understand the nature of anxiety and provides practical strategies to manage and reduce it. She argues that anxiety can be significantly lessened through the use of cognitive behavioral techniques. CBT is based on the idea that our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are interconnected, and that changing negative thought patterns and behaviors can lead to a change in our emotions. Kennelly offers a step-by-step approach to identify and challenge anxious thoughts, to confront and gradually desensitize oneself to anxiety-provoking situations, and to develop healthier coping mechanisms. Now, friends, let us imagine for a moment. You are walking down a familiar path. The sun is shining, and all seems right in the world around you. Suddenly, you feel a weight on your chest, a whisper in your ear that something bad is looming on the horizon. But when you look around, everything is still peaceful. No sign of trouble. Yet the worry clings to you, making it hard to breathe. It sounds familiar. Studies show that 1 out of 3 people will feel this weight of anxiety at some point in their lives. And it is almost as if worry is our default setting. In this whirlwind of life, we often find ourselves caught in a storm of anxiety, holding on tight to what we have, afraid of losing it. But then comes a voice, calm and clear, cutting through the noise. Jesus Christ poses a simple question: can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? It is a question that stops us dead in our tracks, because deep down, we know the answer. Worry doesn't stretch the fabric of time, nor does it add a dash of joy to our lives. It is a thief, robbing us of our peace and leaving us in a cycle of fear and defensiveness. Why do we give in to it? Maybe it is a habit, or maybe we have never considered there might be another way. Here is the twist that Jesus Christ offers us. Instead of being engulfed in worry, Why not seek something greater? His kingdom, his righteousness. It is about shifting our focus from ourselves to the world around us, caring deeply for others, and in doing so, finding a new way of life, one that is rich in purpose and peace. There are many people, including myself, who seemingly have their lives under control. Yet every night, worry crawls into bed with them. They worry about their joy, their health, and the state of the world. In a bustling corner of England, there lived a businessman named Mr. Chesterfield. He was the brain behind the Chesterfield's department stores. Despite his success, a series of regrettable decisions plunged him into a deep pool of despair. Overwhelmed by his troubles, he found himself grappling with an intense bout of anxiety, which eventually manifested as a severe case of shingles. Realizing the gravity of his condition, he sought medical help, only to be admitted to the hospital as his health declined further. One particularly restless night, after a sedative failed to offer him any respite, Mr. Chesterfield was convinced his end was near. With a heavy heart, he penned farewell letters to his loved ones, bracing himself for what he believed was the inevitable. However, the morning light brought with it a revelation. He was still among the living. As he lay in bed pondering his unexpected survival, the distant sound of hymns drew him out of his room and towards the chapel. There, a small congregation was deeply engrossed in singing, "God will take care of you." The simple yet profound lyrics of the hymn, coupled with the day's sermon, struck a chord within him. It was during this moment of reflection that Mr. Chesterfield had an epiphany. He recognized that his own actions had led to his current predicament. More importantly, he realized he wasn't alone in his struggles. A divine presence was there to uplift him. And this newfound understanding filled him with a sense of peace he hadn't felt in ages. It was as if Jesus Christ was speaking directly to him, asking, "Mr. Chesterfield, has all this worrying given you anything but more worry?" And that moment was a turning point for him. He decided to try a new way of living. He began volunteering, focusing on helping others, and slowly the weight of worry began to lift. He found joy and a sense of purpose that worry had kept at bay for far too long. My dear friends, today we all can begin to see life in a new light. Not being preoccupied about our life, what we will eat or drink, or about our body, what we will wear, becomes a beacon of hope for us. We understand that worrying would not add a single hour to our life, but trusting in God's provision would bring us peace. Finding peace is possible when we realize that God will indeed take care of us. This is not about feeling better. It is a mission. It is about engaging with the world, cherishing human connection, and making a difference. This is the path to shedding the cloak over worry that so often envelops us. It is about living in a way that does not just defend against the present, but embraces the possibility of a better tomorrow. I don't know how you feel this morning, even as I speak to you, but are you feeling anxious? I am sure many people are, for several reasons. Duke University did a study on peace of mind, and the findings suggest three factors that contribute greatly to emotional and mental stability. The first is the absence of suspicion and resentment. Nursing a grudge was a major factor in unhappiness. The second is not living in the past. An unwholesome preoccupation with old mistakes and failures leads to depression. And the third, not wasting time and energy fighting conditions you cannot change. Cooperate with life instead of trying to run away from it. And I ask you again, are you anxious? Let us take a deep breath together. Focus on here and now. And then step by step, let us start seeking a life that is filled with care for others and trust in a bigger plan that is in God's hands. Let us pray. Lord, help us to break free from the chains of worry that bind us. Teach us to lift our eyes from our own concerns and to see the world around us with your eyes. Fill our hearts with compassion and our lives with purpose, so that we may not be consumed by anxiety, but be beacons of your love and peace. In your name we find the strength to trust, to hope, and to live freely. Amen. Our next hymn is Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken, hymn 738.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our hearts are filled with gratitude as we come to you, acknowledging your endless generosity and love. As we gather our offerings today, we dedicate them to you as a symbol of our thanksgiving and commitment. We ask that you bless these offerings and multiply them for the furtherance of your work on earth. May they be used to spread your word, bring comfort to those in need, feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, and support the mission of your church. Heavenly Father, in this moment of quiet and reflection, we turn our thoughts and prayers towards those who lead and guide us. We lift up the royal family, asking for your wisdom, strength, and guidance to be upon them as they fulfill their duties with grace and dignity. Bless the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom and the First Ministers of Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales, along with all who rule with them. Grant them discernment and compassion as they navigate the complexities of leadership, making decisions that will shape the future of our nations. We pray for the members of Parliament and all who hold positions of authority. We pray for integrity, humility, and a commitment to justice. May their hearts be open to the needs of the people they serve, leading with a sense of responsibility and care. We lift up to you the moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, the Reverend Sally Foster, entrusting her into your wise and loving care. Grant her wisdom beyond her understanding, courage in the face of challenges, and a heart that seeks your will above all else. May your spirit guide her decisions, her words, and her actions, that she may lead with integrity, compassion, and justice. Lord, our world is fraught with conflict and unrest. We remember the ongoing war in Ukraine, especially as we approach another anniversary of its beginning. We thank you for our congregation and for the Thursday prayers for Ukraine. As we prepare, O God, for mark yet another anniversary for this terrible event that is going on this coming Thursday, we pray, O God, that many of our congregation will be able to join in those prayers. Bring comfort to those who mourn, strength to those who are fighting for their freedom, and wisdom to leaders seeking resolution. In the Middle East, where tensions and conflicts persist, we pray for peace that transcends understanding, for dialogues that lead to reconciliation, and for the safety of all innocent lives caught in the crossfire. We also bring before you the Anglophone crisis in Cameroon, asking for an end to the violence and a path forward that allows for dialogue, understanding, and peace. May your healing hands be upon every community torn apart by conflict. We pray for the Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland, our own congregation, in a time of change and transition, that your love and guidance will keep us united. As we move towards the future you have prepared for us, help us to trust in your providence, knowing that you hold our destiny securely in your hands. May we continue, O Father, to be a beacon of your love and peace in our community, reflecting your light in all that we do. We pray for those among us who are struggling with anxiety and worry. Remind us, Lord, that your teachings call us to cast our anxieties on you, for you care for us. In times of worry, help us to remember that we cannot add a single hour to our lives by worrying, but by trusting in you, we can find peace. For everyone under the sound of my voice, meet their individual needs in a way that only you can. Provide healing for the sick, comfort for the grieving, providence for the needy, and hope for the despairing. In moments when the world may fail us, remind us that you never fail. We commit all these prayers to you, knowing that you are working in ways we may not see, but can trust in wholeheartedly. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. If you are able, please stand. Let us together affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Our final hymn is that beautiful. 153, great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.